You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. How do you spend Memorial Day? You know, I guess it's a function of my menstrual cycle. Yeah? Sometimes I avoid it. Just sometimes I participate when asked. It's part of the gig. And but one of the things I always try to do is, especially when you have younger kids, you just try to teach them a little bit. Like if you have grandkids or you have kids yourself, ask them if they've talked about Memorial Day this week in school. That'll surprise you. Answer, no. Written an essay on it? Anything? No. So, I think it's important to teach. I guess I do the spectrum. Yeah, and I think my, as I've gotten older, dealt with these issues for a longer period of time, I don't want to say I've matured and I've given things more thought and other people have made me smart about different things, but first of all, Memorial Day is for the rest of the country, right? It's to remind them of the sacrifice that gets made. So, in my mind, to that end, we are in a supporting role to them. Yep. So, our job is to educate them about Memorial Day, what it is. Because the vast majority of them do not know. It's not thank you for your service weekend, okay? It's not that. It's a weekend that we honor the sacrifice that's been made on behalf of this experiment in democracy throughout our history that has guaranteed our way of life in the greatest country on the planet. And we honor that. And we honor, not only honor the sacrifice of those who have fallen in the service of their country, but we honor and we're mindful of their families. You know, you heard from one son this week, and I think at the end of the program today, I'm going to play the audio. It's probably some kind of copyright infringement, but I want you to hear it because it's awesome. It's not awesome. It's a different view. And it's a special I watched that Ronnie Reyes is in, actually. And it talks about all these children of guys who were killed in Vietnam. How, you know, you'll hear stuff like, yeah, you know, and they finally get together as a group. And they get together on Father's Day at the Vietnam Wall. And, you know, you hear some stuff that just stops you. This is the first Father's Day card I've ever made in my life. And, you know, you think about that. You think, and you hear them say things like, I thought I was alone. I didn't know any other kid who'd lost a parent in Vietnam. And, you know, they talk about the effect it had on their family, on their mom, on their grandma. And so, I'm probably more mindful of that as I've, gained more experience in this realm of dealing with it. But I think, you know, most of all, we're in the support role to the general population to make sure they understand it. And you don't need to be an evangelist. If you have the opportunity to be an evangelist, you should. If you're going to go speak, if you're going to be part of a ceremony or whatnot. I know my friend Duffy White, he's going to lay a wreath at under the Marine Corps flag at a veterans memorial in Nashville. So he'll be part of that. And so when you're asked, certainly go and participate and be an evangelist. But I think for the rest of us, what is it to be an evangelist? It's to make sure you remind family members to educate their kids. At some point during the weekend, you know, gather everybody, and whether it's over grace or just saying those words, remind them what this weekend is about. This country did not get to be the way it is. And if you don't know what to say, I'll tell you what to say. This country did not get to be the way it is because nobody gave a shit about it. The life dreams of those you see in our national cemetery was not to be in a national cemetery with a piece of marble sticking out of their forehead at a young age. That was not their life dream. Their nation needed them. They heeded the call. And they went towards the enemies of this country. They didn't want to be here, though. I guarantee you that. So, we honor their sacrifice. How do we honor it? By just showing up today? No. So, if they can give that much, what do we all owe this experiment in democracy? Yeah. Bomb that one out and see the reaction you get. What? Yeah. What do you owe? What do you owe? You don't need to join the Marine Corps. Okay? You don't need to join the military. You don't need to serve in the National Guard. You don't need to be a cop or a firefighter. You need to help out in your community, whatever that is. Picking up trash when they have spring cleanup, right? Being a big brother or a big sister. Being a mentor to somebody. Okay? What you owe those who've given everything is a little bit of your time on an annual basis. As I've said, volunteer for Special Olympics. You want to have a fun weekend? You want to have a fun day? Weekend. You want to have a fun day, a fun few hours? Take your kid, take your grandkid, and go volunteer at Special Olympics. You will see a spirit that is incredible. You will give of yourself, and we all know when we do that, we tend to get more back than we give, and that will be exactly that experience. You'll be motivated with people that have much more in front of them on a daily basis than you have in front of you, simply to get out of bed and get going and do their thing. So give back, right? Give back. That's what you owe them, because that makes this whole thing better. If everybody did that, it'd be a pretty crazy place, wouldn't it? Yeah, a country of givers instead of a country of takers. So to me, that's what it is. That's what we're in a support role on Memorial Day, and that's what you. And that's why I said yesterday, you know, Happy Memorial Day doesn't even bug me anymore. I don't know what's happened the last 48 hours, but you know, look, it's an expression of ignorance, right? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They just don't know. They don't know what else to say, and so you make a note. Educate them. Hey, can I talk to you about that? Probably not an appropriate greeting. Okay. And when you give this weekend some thought, I'd encourage you to think about like this. If you have time, I'd encourage you to watch this so that you can understand. It's not a small deal. Not a small deal. So how will I spend this weekend? I think I'm going to Fresno. Yeah, Fresno. My favorite nephew, Joe, is a second baseman for the Sacramento City College Panthers. Junior college baseball in California. Baller City, right? They're in the Final Four for the state championship. And, So my cousin Tom, who's my dog, he'll be down there with his wife Julie, and so Colleen and I are gonna probably head up there. Hopefully Patrick will go with us, and we'll hang out and watch a little baseball over the weekend. And then Monday is the dedication of the 5th Marines Vietnam War Memorial, and so I'll attend that. And so, you know, and I, that to me will be very, very cool because, you know, and I, for whatever reason, I can't get Ronnie Reyes out of my head. His mom, and I'm going to get her on this program. His mom wasn't married, pregnant, not married. So she's entitled to what? Nothing. She's a girlfriend. So she doesn't, I mean, she's never been a tribal member. Even as he's gone on this journey, it hasn't really included her. And what a tough woman, right? Tighten your belt. And she raises her son to be a good man. And so you know, this week, you know, so that's in my head. You know, that's in my head. The other thing that's in my head is you've heard on the program, if you've listened for a long period of time, a woman by the name of General Jennifer Carrazzo. Jennifer is the driving force behind the Sugar Bear Foundation. And the Sugar Bear Foundation sponsors events that support a 501c3 organizations that support Gold Star families. And so, again, you know, the work that she does and to help raise money for different organizations that are doing things for Gold Star families and Gold Star children. You know, when I was listening to Ronnie talk about his life, I can hear my interview with Jennifer talking about what it was like to go through that experience as a and become a Gold Star wife. Her husband Mario, Lieutenant Colonel type, was killed in Afghanistan in 2010 when we were there, And so lo and behold, I have friends from a previous deployment who are on that board. And so I met Jennifer. And so, you know, again, how will I spend it? The things that go through your head. I won't spend it probably watching a whole lot of those shows on TV, you know. But I am anxious to see the dedication of the 5th Marines Vietnam War Memorial. Again, that to me is such an act of devotion to your, you know, to your guys. 50 years later, raising almost $500,000 so that there will forever be their names etched in granite at the War Memorial Garden of the 5th Marine Regiment. Well done to all those guys who've driven that. And so that's Monday. That starts at 11 o'clock. So I'm anxious to see it. And part of it is, you know, for the Gold Star families that will attend that event, they were never honored that way 50 years ago. And so I think that's an important piece that we heal that we circle that finally, and I would probably say for some of them, they've never been honored in this way. And so it's a chance for the Marine Corps, the 5th Marine Regiment in particular, the Blue Diamond, the 1st Marine Division, to roll out its pageantry and to welcome them home, albeit 50 years late. So that'll be cool to watch too. So, yeah, my Memorial Day mode depends on my menstrual cycle. So, but yeah, you know, and I think I've gotten, my menstrual cycle's gotten more consistent, over the years. But again, I think we're in the support role for the general population. And, don't get upset at their transgressions. Literally, they're ignorant. Right? And, cause I will tell you this, when you pull back the curtain for them and you explain it, it rocks them because they don't deal with that. Right? They don't deal with that. So, anyway, Memorial Day coming up. Drive safe if you're, you know, really the first weekend of the summer. People headed to the lake not so much the beach this weekend out here because it's not going to be that nice, but around the rest of the country, the weather's getting nicer, and so, first big weekend of summer. So what are we going to do on the show today? The chef's going to join us here. We'll check some news. We'll check some news, and then I want to offer my services to the NFL, because they're probably like the stupidest organization I've ever seen in my life. And it comes out, the story comes out that they didn't even hold a vote on it. So this whole, when they announced that their new policy was unanimous, it wasn't. They didn't vote on it. The 49ers said they abstained. They abstained from what? There wasn't any vote. Well, we would have abstained if there were. So, you know, it's just, how could such a high-profile organization be so god-awful at this? Okay? And I will tell you this. The action that they've taken rescues the players who are in this situation. You know, it gives them an out. It gives them an out. Because the position they find themselves in is, are we going to be sellouts? Are we going to, you know, are we going to just kowtow to the fact that we got told to, go to the back of the bus and we went? We can't do that, you know? So, anyway, I think it gives them an out. And then the discussion came up. But, you know, they even screwed that up. So I offer my services to the NFL. You guys are stupid. Yeah. You guys are stupid. So we'll talk. I don't know that we'll talk about I know that we'll talk about that, but that in the news this morning. It's just amazing, honestly, to watch that shit show. When it's such a high visibility organization with so much money, and to see them not be able to do it. So, anyway, that in the news this morning, I saw that. What else? Yeah, there was a shooting in a restaurant in Oklahoma last night. When I read the article, they were not sure of the status of the two women that had been shot. One was treated and a third was treated and released. And so but the shooter was then confronted by a concealed carry person who shot and killed him. What's that saying? An armed society is a polite society. A bad person with a gun is only dealt with effectively by a good person with a gun. So, that made national headlines last night. All right, we'll get this program growing. It's Friday. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. Good morning to you. Dedicated to all of you out there who will be evangelists about the meaning of Memorial Day, that families ought to have a moment of silence to educate their children, because I will tell you this, they're not going to write an essay in school today or last night about what Memorial Day means, all right? 99.9% of our kids are not going to do that, and it won't be discussed in school, just the way it is. So, educate them, all right? And so this is dedicated to you in the support mode over the course of the weekend. And then don't let Happy Memorial Day bother you, right? When you hear that, just thank Father, forgive them, for they know not what they say. All right, having said that, this is for you. It really is. You know what? This piece of audio is amazing. This comes from somebody's cell phone or iPad. Yeah, and they didn't hit the record button until a second into the song. But it's amazing. I mean, listen to the quality of the audio. And it's not a, so there's no special mic, right? There's no high-performance microphone. This is just the internal mic of whatever electronic device it was shot on. And the audio is awesome.
Hold on.
I love this song, okay? For a lot of reasons. Because, and again, a tribute to the chuckleheads that joined the Marine Corps, right? You could have door number one. They're really smart. I mean, really smart, okay? They're like the smartest people in the military. You could have door number two. They see the world. And you go around the world, you go to strange ports and exotic places. Yeah. Door number three is kind of like the Marine Corps, but not so crazy. Very reasonable. Or you could have door number four, which is screaming and yelling and crazy. Okay? Those are your choices. What do you choose? Oh, I want door number four. Okay, let me explain this to you one more time, okay? So the gifted people that choose door number four, you don't have to say, first of all, the song's really cool in and of itself, you know. The second probably, the Navy song's pretty cool, Anchors Away. I mean, there's nothing, like, fun about it, but it's cool. The Air Force, Off We Go. But nobody really knows the Army song. As the caissons go rolling up, you'd think the Army would have a kick-ass song. They don't. It's lame. Everybody learns from the halls of Montezuma as a kid. They teach you to music class, or at least they did in Catholic school, man. You learned how to let that work. And it's an easy song to sing, and it's an easy song to rip, which is, so my compliments to John Philip Sousa, right? No, he didn't write it. He just played it. Who wrote the Marines hymn? Hold on. That's an interesting question. Who wrote the melody? Jacques Offenbach. Huh? The music to the hymn is believed to have originated in the comic opera Geneviève de Bourbon, composed by the French composer Jacques Offenbach. Originally written as a two-act opera in 1898, Offenbach revised the work, expanding it to three acts in 1867. So, that's where the melody comes from. The author of the words to the hymn is unknown. One tradition suggests that an unknown Marine wrote the words in 1847. This would have been 20 years before the music was written by Offenbach, and is not likely. The first two lines of the verse were taken from the words inscribed on the colors of the Marine Corps. After the war with the Barbary Pirates in 1805, the colors were inscribed with the words, "To the shores of Tripoli." After Marines participated in the capture of Mexico City and the castle of Chapultepec, also known as the Halls of Montezuma, in 1847, the words on the colors were changed to read, "From the shores of Tripoli to the Halls of Montezuma." The unknown author of the first verse of the hymn reversed the order to read, "From the Halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli." In 1929, the Commandant of the Marine Corps authorized the following verses of the Marines' hymn as the official version. That's awesome. On November 21, 1942, the Commandant of the Marine Corps approved a change in the words of the fourth line of the first verse to read, "In the air, on land, and sea." You know, the aviators are such, their vanity is incredible. Yeah, it is. The aviation community, they're such a bunch of pretty boys and girls. And now they're going away. They're going to be replaced by a computer. It sucks. They need to, like, trick out the computer, though. The computer should have a pair of sunglasses at some point. But the thing I love about the Marines hymn is, and these are newly commissioned second lieutenants, right? The third verse, the third verse is funny. It's a ball-busting verse. So that's what there is this irreverent streak in the Marine Corps that is awesome. "Here's to health to you and to our Corps, which we are proud to serve. In many a strife, we fought for life and never lost our nerve." And then, as we go out the door with the song, we're busting everybody's balls. "If the Army and the Navy ever look on heaven's scenes," which is questionable if they ever will, because they didn't join the service that would get you the express ticket to heaven, "they will find the streets are guarded by United States Marines." Come on, that's hilarious. We're going to put that in our song? Commandant, like, that's right. That's going in the song. The official song. The official song. Do I need to say it again? No, sir. Yeah. It's an awesome song. And then so you learn it. You sing it in the rack when you're going in, you know, OCS. Sing it! You're at the position of attention in your bed, otherwise known as a rack. Yeah, in the dark. Well, maybe they haven't shut the lights off. Maybe they have. Right, so you're at the position of attention singing this song as loud as you can sing it. And then you get to the third verse, and it booms. Okay? It booms. Again, the thing that there's things in it, though, that are pretty amazing. "First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean." To keep our honor clean. Why would they put that in the song? Somebody thought it was important. All right, so this is, again, dedicated to you, right? Listen to the third verse, too.
Our fight on the world. my fellow Americans.
Motivators.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars.
This is kind of a bummer. I didn't really want to play this. I should eliminate this because this is such a downer because of its references to Congress.
If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination. Because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Yeah.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds, and win. You got to win.
This is a public service announcement. Because Montana man chewed my ass the last time I did it. So this is just a warning. At the end of the program, you're going to hear Eternal Father taps 21 Gun Salute. Okay? So anybody whose menstrual cycle doesn't lend itself to that today, just throwing that out there as a little bit of a public service announcement. Yeah, he was not happy. He was not happy with me one day. And why he feels like he can let me know about that, I'm not exactly sure. But he did. So, that's how we do it. Anyway, Sun in 77 in Quantico, Virginia. The crossroads of the Marine Corps. Home of the National Museum of the Marine Corps. If you've never been to that, put it on your bucket list. It's awesome. Yeah, I kid you not. And they made it better since I was there. Yeah, they have theaters where they show movies throughout the course of the day. Medal of Honor Theater, I think it's called. And then they're getting ready to open, I want to say, if it's not already open, a new wing devoted to Iraq and Afghanistan. So, yeah, I'll do the rest of the weather here in a second. But when I had General Christmas on, Ron Christmas of Way City fame, 2nd Hotel Company, 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines, 1968, 50 years ago, last month, maybe the month before, March, I think. When he was on, I asked him, I said, this thing that you guys built, has it become? He said, yes. We did not expect what it's become. He said it is now one of the featured stops when high school students go there. You know, they go to D.C. and they'll spend like 3 days there. So they fly out Thursday night. They spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then they fly out Sunday night and they go home. It's one of the stops on that tour. all those high school students come here, or the majority of them. I said, wow. He said, yeah. And then just the fanfare that's been created and the number of visitors we have is, we did not even have a chart to accommodate the numbers that we do now. So, yeah. And really cool, if you've never been, are all the bricks that are carved and with people's names on them, unit designators, things like that. And so there's those bricks in walkways, and retirements are held there, and funerals are held there. And it's a very simple place. It's not an ornate place. And it's even the chapel is designed to be reminiscent of a field chapel. Very simple, very Spartan, very Marine-like. And so it's really a cool place. But, fun talking to General Christmas about that, in that, you can imagine, Patrick was commissioned there. And, General Furness, Major General Furness, who's about to take over the 2nd Marine Division here, later this summer, he's a battle buddy times three. Served with him four times in my career, meeting in 1989-90 at the basic school. And so one of my best friends. And like Mike, he's a battle buddy times three. And so he's the commissioning officer. Another good buddy, Chris Bronzy, standing next to me. My son John is standing on the other side. And you're standing in the Valhalla of the Marine Corps, right? Mr. Potato Head's getting commissioned. And they sing that song you hear. They sing that. And you're standing there and you're looking around at Colonel Shoup's quote from Tarawa, Dan Daly's quote from Billy Wood. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out from motivation because this is awesome. And you look at a guy like Chris Bronzy, who's a Silver Star recipient by the fighting in Ramadi in 2004, Thunderdome, Leftwich Award winner, and a great guy, and a Yankee fan. And after they get done, you look at him, and he said, I've been this motivated in a long time. He said, that was awesome. And it was. So, anyway, cloudy in 79 at Camp Lejeune. Well done to General Christmas and all, that entire crew. Mostly cloudy in 84 in Granbury, Texas. Going to be hot in Texas today. Mostly sunny in 84. Up in Montana, going to be beautiful. 66. And sunny right now, but they have a couple weather advisories in effect. The chef's going to join us. We're going to talk a little. Yikes. Three, river flood warning in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. And then there's a local pollen alert. So there's two flood warnings. One is with an exclamation mark. So that means there's flooding going on in Montana. So that's never good. All right, we continue. Sunny 68 in 29 Palms. Again, mild weather in California. Cloudy and 60 at Camp Pendleton. 77, dark cloudy in Okinawa and in Marsha. 88 degrees under sunny skies, pretty normal for them. At the home of All Marine Radio, 61 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, looking for a high today of 82. What? Saturday, rain and 80. Like, what the hell is going on now? And then, yes. Oh, no. This is for Montana. My bad. This is for Montana. We're supposed to get 69 degrees in clouds. Stand by, yeah. So, clouds of 69 today, clouds of 68 tomorrow, clouds in 71 on Sunday. All right, we'll check a few news headlines on our way to the top of the hour. An article about the snow scope, the sniper rifle, blah, blah, blah. Uh, Got battalion commanders being sacked in one of my old battalions, 3rd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion. The commanding officer and the sergeant major got relieved. You know, and Mike expressed his delight at that. Not at their relief, certainly, but the fact that they were relieved as a team, right? Marine Corps streamlining SEER training, survival training. All right. NFL helmet maker wants to help curb head injuries for soldiers and Marines. Yeah, and a crazy story. Airmen charged with, while they were protecting nuclear weapons, using and distributing LSD. How is that not detected? The way they found it from a social media post. The president yesterday presented the Medal of Honor to retired Master Chief Britt Slavinsky at the White House. There's a lot of controversy around that Medal of Honor. And so the DOD decided to go ahead with it, recommending approval to the president. And after the dust settles on this, you will see an announcement from the White House that they will present another Medal of Honor for the same operation to an airman, one of the air controllers on this mission that will receive it for his fight after he was left behind. The Navy pushed back vehemently against that. And so what you had inside the special operations community was this, the SEAL community saying that if you grant that, then you say we left the guy behind. And so anyway, so that happened at the White House yesterday. Top 5 stories on early bird today. I'm not too much devoted to the news today. And I've got an email from Ronnie Reyes. I don't want to say if you're into public broadcasting. Hold on. Top 5 stories in early bird. Number 1, Navy chief gets busted down in rank at McCain collision court-martial. I'm interested. Don't know if I want to talk about this too much, but I'm interested in who this is and what they did. One of the chief's glaring leadership failures over the course of a year proved to be a major factor in the drowning deaths of 10 sailors after the destroyer McCain struck a tanker off the coast of Singapore. Chief Bosun's mate, Jeffrey Butler, pleaded guilty Thursday to a charge of dereliction of duty before a summary court-martial for his role in training and qualifying sailors who demonstrated that they were unable to perform basic ship steering operations. Butler, who reached his 20-year mark last November, was sentenced by Navy Judge Advocate Commander William Wieland to a reduction in pay grade to E6. Now, a summary court is the lowest court-martial, right? So the number 1, the highest court-martial, is a general court-martial. Number 2 is a special court-martial. The lowest general court-martial, the lowest court-martial that you can stand is a summary court-martial, which this is. Each one has a sliding scale in terms of what you can do. There's only certain sentences that are allowed. For instance, you know, I think at a summary court, you can take a third of their pay for up to 6 months. You can reduce them one rank. So if the transgression's greater, you know, you would convene a special court martial, and then they can, you know, they can reduce them in rank, you know, more. They can take more of their money. They can sentence them to longer sentences, things like that. So anyway, that's how that works. Just a refresher. The maximum possible sentence was a reduction in pay grade, 60 days restriction, and a forfeiture of 2/3 of 1 month's pay. Okay, so in the world of punishments, you can see that ain't that much. Okay. Just before sentencing, Butler stood to address the families of the fallen who were in attendance. I want to give my condolences and ask for your forgiveness, he said, fighting back tears. They were more than just my shipmates. They were family members. The plea came as part of a pretrial agreement, which also indicated that Butler is expected to transfer to Navy Fleet Reserve to finish out his career. An announcement on his exact fate will come soon, his attorney said. Chief Bosun's mate, Butler, did what every Navy chief petty officer does every day across the fleet. He took responsibility. Lieutenant Commander Megan Jackler, Butler's defense attorney, wrote in a press release, he hopes that the families of his fellow sailors that were lost in the collision may find some solace in his desire to take responsibility at court-martial today. You know what? Not enough. If my son or daughter was dead, and you told me you took responsibility for it, no shit, it was your responsibility. Three of the sailors that were on the bridge under his charge were bosun's mates, third-class sailors, who came to the McCain from the cruiser Antietam. Butler mistakenly assumed they were already certified in the IBNS from their time on their previous ship. But it wasn't until after the destroyer collided with the tanker that Butler discovered that the McCain was the only ship in all of the 7th Fleet outfitted with the new IBNS. Which is the all-digital integrated bridge navigation system. So it's a new system on that ship. How, when you sit down with these guys and they come to you, when you ask them and you take them on a tour of the ship and you show them, hey, are you familiar with this? Are you familiar with this? Yeah, I've never seen that. How do you not know that? Could I forgive you for that? No, I can't forgive you for that. Maybe God can. I won't. This is so bullshit. See what I'm talking about, leadership in the Navy? It's a joke. And I'm talking about when we're in port, these guys come to us. Hey, you know, so these guys transferred from the Antietam, blah, 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 blah. I got it. Thanks. We go up to the bridge. Hey, let me just show you around the bridge. Who does what? Who did what on the Antietam? I'm a helmsman. I'm this. I'm that. Blah, blah, blah. You all familiar with these systems? No, Master Chief, I'm not. We don't have this on the Antietam. That didn't happen? You know, and it's stupid. It's stupid. I don't know. I don't understand this level of incompetence. I don't understand it. So anyway, that in the news today. Number two, see which troops are getting an earlier curfew in South Korea. If you're an infantryman stationed in South Korea, say hello to an earlier curfew. See, the infantry people get discriminated against. I'm not sure why. Everybody thinks we're stupid, you know. Oh, but they all get out of the way when some shit goes down, don't they? Yeah, that's them. There they go. Good luck. Thanks. Yeah. And then when something goes wrong, who always gets blamed? The infantry guy. Number three, Trump cancels summit with Kim. North Korea still wants... You know what? The United States sent a delegation to Singapore, and the North Koreans didn't even show up. I mean, what a shit show. Anyway. Number four is the Medal of Honor presentation yesterday. Number five, House overwhelmingly backs plan to rebuild the military. House lawmakers approved $717 billion defense authorization bill on Thursday after days of debate, but without much partisan division, hinting at a smooth negotiation ahead for the sometimes contentious budget policy measures. All right, let me make sure there's no... Let me see if there's any interesting opinion, commentary, and analysis that I'd like to go through. Saudi defense spending soars, but not to America's benefit. Next headline. I served with military leaders shaping America's North Korea plan. Here's what they'll do next. Oh, really? Interesting. Don't lose sight of the Russian threat to American democracy. How could we? It's in the news every day, for God's sakes. Who wrote this? I served with them. James DeVardis. Oh, he's a big-time writer. Former Admiral of the United States Navy. All right. I wanted to look at something else. What was I going to look at? Oh, I know what I was going to do. Damn network here. We've been having trouble all week with our internet going up and down, what you know. You just started the Marine Corps hymn, and I lose connectivity. I love starting the day with that song. Happy Friday, Mac. My daughter is out there in your lovely state this week. Her Marine came here on leave for 2 weeks at the end of April to spend her birthday with her. She is now out there for a week spending his birthday with him. They were talking marriage and kids when they were here. Yikes. Not sure if I'm ready to see my girl as a bride and a mom yet. Get ready for it. You don't have a vote. I hope Monday is everything you want it to be. You know what? No, Monday, again, I don't have great expectations anymore for, again, it's to honor, it's to honor those Marines who fought for the 5th Marine Regiment. And again, but it's such a, I often say that there's things in my life that I see where there's cool on top of cool on top of cool on top of cool on top of cool. All Marine Radio is one of them. You know, like meeting Ronnie Reyes, right? And listening to his story, right? And I've had him and his mom in my head, you know, single mom. She's not married, so she's not affiliated with our tribe for all these years, raises her son and her son's journey. And then hearing him say earlier this week, like, I didn't know I was part of the tribe until you chewed my ass. I kept using words like they, now I use we, which is cool as hell, right? So All Marine Radio is pretty cool. Anyway, I don't have any expectations of it, other than, I hope for the Gold Star families that show up 50 years later that they see how much we care. And they see the tribe that they may or may not have ever been affiliated with. And that we don't forget. I mean, and that's what this lesson, I mean, what does Semper Fidelis mean? And I've said this for the last 2 weeks. You get these great lessons in Semper Fidelis, Ron Christmas, you know, the Marine Corps, National Museum of the Marine Corps. Those are Marines who can't get over the experience. They can't get over the courage and the selfless sacrifice. Can't get over it. So they keep giving. And it's just an awesome tribe to be affiliated with because you have all these crazy, awesome people in it. You know, the Raider Foundation, the Marine Raider Foundation, putting on a golf tournament, right? Which has resurrected the Raiders from, from history. Now you're meeting guys from World War II that were part of the Marine Corps Raiders. And the legacy of that organization is incredible. And so raising money to help people, at some point, and she's canceled her interview with me like 5 different times, Wendy Lithneen, but she helped stand up Semper Fi Fund. And so she'll come on and, right? The women of the tribe, pretty amazing group, right? Because, see, the tribe is, this is what's interesting about the women of the tribe, the spouses of the tribe. Because the guys of the tribe are a relatively unique group, right? So door number 4 is not really the door that your parents want you to choose, unless your dad was a Marine, Okay. And even if your mom has, like, Marine in her family, she doesn't really want you to be a Marine. Unless she was a Marine, then she'd say do it. Okay. That would be the only case. Because it's like, come on, that's my baby. So door number four is a little bit different door, right? So what about the girls that are attracted to the guys who, that's a different, like, so the guys are their own unique people. The girls, looking for trouble. That's right. That's who they are. And I said that to Betty Rogers, Ken's wife. You know, he's his own, like, unbelievable piece of human being, okay? And so you look at that and see, there's my Romeo. She started laughing. She said, yep. I said, you got issues, girl. You've got issues. Here's another one from Libby. The title of Marine Corps hymn, Puff Those Chest Out, Boys. So proud to be an American mom of an American Marine son. Yeah, let me tell you, and that's, you hear that in the song, right? You hear that in the song. And that's the coolest, that's the cool, and congratulations, Libby, on the engagement of your son to Emma. That's the cool part of the song. So, this is dedicated to everybody in the tribe, right? You're going to hear it one more time because it motivates me. And again, I'm just, listen to how clear the song is just recorded. The acoustics of in a round room that I don't know if they designed it to be acoustically good. I'm sure they didn't. What the hell? Or maybe they did. But it was, awesome. Awesome. Have you ever been in the room in the Capitol where you can whisper on one side and hear it on the other? It's pretty freaky. Talk about weird acoustics. I'm not saying that the acoustics... Hey, I'm not saying the acoustics are weird at the National Museum of the Marine Corps. I will say that this audio is crazy good. So, remember, you're in the support mode. Memorial Day isn't for us. It's for them. Teach them. This country didn't get to be the way it is because nobody gave a shit about it. And these people in these cemeteries, this was not their dream. Okay? This wasn't their dream to be in this ceremony. Their dream was to be standing like we are someday going to these memorials, not being memorialized. So, you gotta spread the word about that. All right, you got to teach younger people what memorial. It's not thank you for your service weekend. Okay, those are different. Those are different times. Armed Forces Weekend, Veterans Day, you know, 4th of July. Those are all cool. Thank you for your service weekends. This is not. This is those who gave everything, and the families of those who gave everything, reaching out and remembering them. All right, but. Here's the tribal song dedicated to all you tribal members. Boom. Oh, shit. Oops, wrong song. You know, it's a good yelling song, too. You can sing the son of a bitch yelling it, okay? So, listen to these guys. They can't sing with a shit. It's not like this is a choir group, for God's sakes, but it sounds awesome. And whoever wrote the song and the melody together, this is a song that you can yell. This is a motivated song. And goddamn, man, it's a motivated organization. Because we're motivated, man. It's a motivated organization, right? And if you don't have it, somebody will stick some motivation straight up your ass in the form of their foot. that the clues or what? I'm motivated now.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hey, and one other thing. I'm at Ken Pipe's funeral last Saturday, and I'm standing next to General McMonagle. General McMonagle is in his 80s. I served with his son, Rich. We were both lieutenants in Charlie Company 1-5. And so the police chaplain who was leading the funeral, he was the MC of the funeral, I guess, he said, it's appropriate now that we join hands and sing the Marines hymn. We're Marines, right? Okay. All right. So we join hands. We're not really a hand-holding organization, but if that's what we're doing, let's do it, boys. So I grabbed General McMonagle's hand, and there was a current retired colonel sitting in front of me, grabbed his hand, and we sing. Now, I'm kind of listening to General McMonagle sing. Because he's not a very good singer, as I said before. But I want to see if he'll fire up the motivation for the third verse. All right? And what did he do when the third verse got there? In his 80s? He let that shit rip, motivator.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. And one more thing. Hold on, let me read you an email. Quit interrupting everything, damn it. What is wrong with you? I'm actually in a good mood. I don't know why. You played that song, what, 7 times in an hour? Are you losing your mind? No, I love that song, man. And I just, this is a shout out to Montana Man, who chewed my ass for Eternal Father, Eternal Father is a song we sing at memorials. And there's a lot of baggage that goes with that son of a bitch, okay? The Marines hymn, slow version, and then taps with the rifle salute. So, I just, you know what dawned on me as I'm listening to the motivated Marines hymn? If you were in the casket, right, would you want the ceremony to end with the ceremonial version of the Marines hymn, this version? I wouldn't. That's not how I'm going out. I want to go out with a little fucking motivation. Yeah! So we'll do our due diligence relative to Memorial Day and remembering them as we rightfully should, respectfully. But when we go out the door today, we're going out the door motivated. So with that said, don't be afraid. The chef. Next.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.